Zvachim, Perikei, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. Now we move on to general chataos, regular chataos. Now chataos, the sin offerings, come in two basic varieties. There is the tziburi ones, the communal sin offerings, and there's the chatas for a yachid, a private person's chatas. And the tzibur ones, the communal ones, really boil down to the musaf that's brought on every Rosh Chodesh, as well as the musaf and brought on the muadim, that's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, as well as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Those are chatos that are brought essentially for introducing tumah to the mikdash or eating the kachim in a state of tumah. So we bring a chatos for those, but it's paid from communal fund, and it's a chatos tzibur. Then you have the chatos yachid, the private person's sin offering. Primarily, that's what's called the chatos kavua, the fixed chatos, which is what people think of when the chatos, we'll describe in a second, the usual chatos. And that's brought whenever a person essentially does an avera for which the penalty is karas, if he does it intentionally, but he does it b'shogeg, not intentionally. The Rambam lists specifically 43 offenses that would require bringing a chatas or chatas kavua. In addition to that chatas kavua, the usual chatas kavua, chatas, it's called kavua, meaning fixed, because there's another kind of chatas called the chatas ole v'yored. Ole v'yored means goes up and goes down. It's a variable chatas in English, translated. The reason why is because there are four averas for which a person, if he can't afford to bring a chatas, he can bring, it's variable, he can bring instead two birds, and if he can't afford the two birds, instead he can bring even just a meal offering. So those are brought if a person essentially eats a kachim b'tuma or goes to the base mikdash and eats tame, that's the first two, and then also if a person suppresses testimony that he could help his friend win money in court, and he says he doesn't, he lies, doesn't have testimony, but he actually does. Later on, if he wants to do tshuva, he has to bring the chatas, and also essentially for lying about oaths, not fulfilling one's oaths, okay, or swearing falsely. So those are the olivyards. In addition, there are two other kind of unusual chatos. There's the chatas brought by the metzora as part of their concluding process, and there's the chatas brought from the nazir if he becomes tame during his nazir's period from corpse to mutumas mace, and he has to start again. Part of that restarting process requires a chatos as well. Okay, so all those chatos, says the Mishnah, chatos, hatzibur v'hayachid, whether for the communal chatos sin offerings or the private person sin offerings, elu hen chatos hatzibur, these are them, se'iri roshei chadashim v'shel moados. First of all, the public ones are the ones that are brought on Rosh Chodesh as a musaf and also on the moados, the holidays. Shechitasim b'tzafon, they're slaughtered in the north, because again, kachi kachim. V'kibul daman b'klisharas b'tzafon, they're received in the north of the Azara, same as explained in Mishnah Aleph. V'daman ta'un arba matanos, there are four blood applications total, are arba koronos, on the four protrusions or corners of the outer altar. If you look at a picture of the Mizbeach, you'll see there's a ramp on the southern side. You walk up the ramp, as the Mishnah will say in a second, and you basically go around the altar. And there you encounter first, you'll sit on the south side, right? And you're going to turn right, so it'll start southeast. So you'll start in the southeast corners. The Mishnah will say, you go around to the four corners. The Kohen will take his finger, dip his finger into the kli that's holding the blood, the container holding the blood, and he'll essentially wipe his finger on the corner, all four corners like that, wipe the blood off on the four corners. That is how the chatas is applied. These corners on the top, so he's going to be, as we'll see in a second, he's standing on the sovev. This is like the ledge that goes around the whole Mizbeach. It's six amos off the ground. Then there's three more amos, and then there's the keren, the top of the altar's surface is nine amos off the ground, but there's a tenth, the four corners are another amah high for a total of 10. So he'll be standing six amos off the ground, reaching his hand up, and then between like three and four amos above his feet, there will be the four corners, which he has to apply the blood to those four corners. He starts from the top and works his way down the corner until the blood is wiped off his finger. So that's what the Mishnah says. Inside here, it says, Ketzad, how does he do that? Allah bekevesh, he walks up the ramp. Ufana the sovev, he turns, there's an off-ramp that leads not to the top of the altar, but like to the sovev. So he turns onto that sovev. Sovev means what goes around, because of the ledge that goes around the whole altar. Balo lekeren dromus mizrachis, he first gets to the southeast corner, then mizrachis safonis, then the northeast corner, then safonis maravis, then the north west corner, and finally maravis dromus, the southwest corner. He puts on the four corners like I described above. According to Rashi, he has then backtracks the same way, revolving back around and coming down the ramp the same way he came up. According to Tosfos, there was a ramp on the other side, meaning on the western side of the ramp, and he could walk down from that direction, according to Tosfos. After that, Shiare Hadam Hayashofach Al Yesod Dromi, he'll pour the excess blood he didn't use on the Yesod. Here it says the southern Yesod. You remember there wasn't much Yesod on the southern wall, but there was like one Amma worth of it. So if you look at a picture, you'll see there are kind of two holes in that southwest corner. We put the blood of the Chatos Pnimios in the western hole, and then right next to it, but on the southern side, so to speak, right next to it, you will have a hole where you put the blood of the Chatos, the outer Chatos offerings. This is what we call the Shofach al Yesod Romi, on the southern part of the Yesod. V'nechal lifnim in a klaim, the meat of the Chatos. Again, as usual always, of course, the emurim, the sacrificial parts, are burned on the altar, but the meat is eaten, literally here means within the curtains. In the time of the Mishkan, the original portable sanctuary, so then it was surrounded by curtains, and that defined the chatzer, the analog to the Azara. So you have to eat it inside the curtains. And already from by Rishon, certainly by Sheni, there was like walls that walled in the Azara, the temple courtyard, and it has to be eaten within those walls. The Zichrei Kahuna, Dafka Kohanim, who are males, meaning not even their wives, they could eat, like, say, Truma from them, but they can't eat Kachim ever. They eat inside the Azara. Bechol Ma'achal, any way they want, meaning they could roast it, or they could fry it, and they could boil it, doesn't matter. This is as opposed to the Korban Pesach, where you have to eat it specifically dry roasted over fire. Liyom V'layla Ad Chatzos, and you eat it over one day and a night. The day means the day that it's brought, and the night means the night afterwards, until Chatzos. That's really Midorabanan. Midorais, you have until Alos HaShachar of the next morning. Meaning if you shecht, let's say, you know, at noontime on a Tuesday, you have the rest of Tuesday till sundown, you have the whole night, Tuesday night and Wednesday, till the break of dawn on Wednesday morning, if you will. That's Midoraisa. Midorabanan, however, the rabbi said you have to eat it all by Chatzos, midnight of Tuesday night, because we're afraid people would lose track of time. They didn't have clock watches back then. You have nobody to know when the time is. And they might end up inadvertently eating past the deadline. The deadline, of course, being Alos HaShachar, first light, is very, you know, just, there's no pre-warning before that. And the penalty for that, it's lean, that's left overnight. So then the meat becomes nosar, for which the penalty of eating is karas, very severe. And therefore the rabbis put a protective fence. You have to eat it by Chatzos Halachic midnight.